Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here, SM2N. It's the 18th of March, 2012, Mothering Sunday in the UK. Happy Mother's Day to all you British mums out there and any other country in the world where mothers are celebrated on this day. I think mums are fantastic. I really do. And a very undervalued job. Probably one of the most important jobs in the world, really, if not the most important job in the world. Anyway, quick response to Pawari, who was talking about Sayre's latest adventure, migrating away from Posterous. What do I want to say? Poirot, I think you're absolutely right in the respect that WordPress is not the easiest software to use, necessarily the easiest to set up, and necessarily the easiest to post to. There may be other solutions like Tumblr and Posterous, and where the ease of use is better. But the disadvantage of those is that you're then, you know, reliant upon some other company to host it for you, and with those ones particularly, it's a proprietary bit of software. They won't license that to you to install on your own server necessarily. You know, if they do a Posterous and decide that they're going to go out of business, then you're stuck, and that's exactly the sort of problem that. That we were trying to address here. Documentally illustrated it very well, I thought. From my perspective, it's a balance. I did talk on a previous boo about sort of the conflicting goals of security and ease of use, you know, how your house would be very easy to use if you'd never had to lock the doors, that wouldn't be secure enough. What I'm talking about here is a situation where you've got some web-based property that you really want to make sure is going to be resilient to those kinds of things happening. And that's why I'm saying, well, rather than build on somebody's hosted platform, of somebody's proprietary software, if you're going to build something that you really want to protect, then you want to build it on software that you can host yourself on a VPS or even host it in your own house. Somewhere you can control the hosting of it, and you can install the software, and then, you know, nobody's going to take that software away from you. That's one, you know, that's a scenario that I was certainly exploring in what I was talking about. So WordPress to me is one of the most popular content management systems, one of the most popular blogging systems. And because it's so popular, it means there's a lot of support, and it means there's a lot of tools. So there are a lot of iOS clients that will talk to WordPress, for instance. I don't know how they compare to the posting client for Posterous or for Tumblr. But you'd hope that somebody out there would make a posting tool that was WordPress compatible, that would be close to the ease of use of any other best of breed tool. Now, I know there are other tools out there. So Joomla is another one that I'm familiar with, and Slandy mentioned he's also familiar with it. I'm sure there are many, many others, I'm sure there are paid for software packages as well that you can install on your own servers. If you do go for something like WordPress, where you need a MySQL and a PHP install, it's going to be a long time before, even if WordPress disappeared completely, you'd still have the installer, you'd still be able to install WordPress and MySQL and PHP on any hosted solution, And, you know, it's just a matter of taking your backup and restoring it somewhere else. So it really gives you that portability and that security and having that. And it's going to be a long time before that particular version of MySQL is so outdated that you can't install it on a hosting provider. So that's really my thinking. But it's about that balance. You know, if your security is your most important aspect, then I really think a self-hosted platform is the ideal solution, it's the only realistic solution. And WordPress, I think, is a fairly good bet because it is so popular and there are so many tools, so third-party tools available and third-party support available for it. So there we are. Those are my thoughts on that. I do know, yes, it is tricky and to configure and to get used to. But I look forward to hearing how Sega gets on with that. Right, there you go. Hopefully that's clarified where I've been coming through from on this. Okay, thanks everyone for listening. Take care. Toodle-boo.